How hot is it? In the western U.S., Phoenix is expecting its third day of 115+. In Lake County, California, it could reach 104 degrees. In Grand Junction, Colorado, a warning for temperatures up to 110. Hundreds of June records shattered as farmers, like California's John Taylor, despair about dairy cows.
If we don't have enough water and we don't have enough feed for these cows, the tough decisions are coming for all of us.
And here's Doug Nielsen of Nevada's Wildlife Department on that region's bighorn sheep.
We did see some mortalities on the mountains, those mortalities were where they would normally find water, and there wasn't any.
Doctors in Arizona are worrying about third-degree burns from hot asphalt, and here's a mom in Utah.
So we have 5 kids. We're probably going to stay in the house, to be honest, and not go out.
But many people don't have air conditioning. States like Texas are warning those who do have AC, you may overburden power grids. That's NBC News that gathered some of that sound. Axios weather and climate reporter Andrew Friedman has been monitoring the effects. So, Andrew, this is another weather dome. Remind us, what is that?
You can think of it as a sprawling area of high pressure that essentially leads to a lot of sinking of the air over the western region. And as the air sinks, it warms up and dries out. It also blocks other weather systems from moving into the area. And those might be weather systems that would bring more moisture. So it's kind of redirecting the entire jet stream.
Right. It just stuck there. Well, there's also a government report out today from NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration finding that the Earth is warming faster than expected, trapping double the heat it did in 2005. Is there a connection? I mean, it's pretty unusual to have these temperatures in June.
It's very unusual to have these temperatures in June. There's a couple of aspects of this heat wave that are particularly suspicious for climate scientists. One is how expansive it is. And we're seeing extremely hot nights as well, which is also consistent with what we expect to happen due to climate change. Most scientists that I've talked with are telling me that it's pretty clear that climate change is ramping up the severity of this event. And there will be studies done on this particular event to try to figure out exactly what climate change's role is.
So there's the heat, and then there's the water. We heard that farmer talking about his dairy cows. And as the heat wave was starting a week ago, Utah's governor added this plea. Let's listen.
We need more rain, and we need it now. We need some divine intervention. That's why I'm asking Utahns of all faiths to join me in a weekend of prayer.
This is not unusual in Utah, which is a largely Mormon state. But where else are you having these water concerns?
The entirety of the West, going from Colorado, once you cross the Continental Divide in Colorado, north and west of there, south and west of there, is mired in the worst drought that we have seen since at least 2000. And it's in the context of a larger, longer lasting drought that's the second worst in about 1,200 years. So what we're seeing is more and more desperation on the part of farmers. Lake Mead just hit its lowest level since it was constructed. And we expect that to trigger the first ever declaration of a water shortage on the Colorado River, and that'll change the water allocations given to several states. Hydroelectric dams are already producing lower amounts of electricity than they otherwise would. And the problem that we're seeing now is the drought and the heat is a self-reinforcing cycle. Once you get a hot air mass over there, more of the solar energy gets to go into heating the air, rather than evaporating moisture from soils, because there just isn't that much moisture there. So they have record dry moisture levels, which is bad news for wildfire season. And so they have dwindling reservoirs and rivers. Definitely a very serious drought and a very serious situation.
Oh, very serious heat situation. You mentioned hydroelectric power being diminished. Well, that puts more pressure on the power grids, which we know are just getting overwhelmed, and so much to talk about. Andrew Friedman, Axios climate reporter, thank you so much for helping us take a look, and our best to listeners out west and in the Southwest, just really tough right now. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you for having me.